Weekday wake up on SVI Radio, Swift 98 and The Spur. Heading into another guest interview segment this morning and a legislative preview with Representative McKay Erickson out of Star Valley area. Representative, appreciate your time today. And boy, a big session coming up, a budget session for you this year, and a lot we can talk about. I think, of course, with your background in education for your career and what you do on that committee, we probably start with recalibration. That's been such a huge topic of discussion across the state. First, give us kind of your 10,000-foot view on where recalibration is, some of the recent changes made to it, and where it's going.
You bet, Duke. Thanks for having me in. I appreciate it. I always look forward to visiting with you and then the feedback that it causes that I get in order to get the word out to people and get them aware of what's happening. But yeah, you're right. The recalibration is a huge issue coming up. And just to give you a little bit of background on it, the recalibration process is all about going back and looking every 5 years, 2 years, whatever it may be as it's set, to make sure that education is meeting the demands and the basket of goods, if you will, as to what we're putting forth as far as a product goes. And recalibration, by the way, has not actually passed since 2012, and so there's plenty of people with other educational issues on a lot of people's mind. The recalibration idea is at the forefront in the idea that we need to make sure that we're coming close, because in a lot of people's opinion, including mine, we're kind of drifting away from that just because we haven't went back and set that. As well as, you know, as well as I know, the big deal with the court cases that have not ruled in favor of us as the legislative branch, and we're not meeting the requirements that the Wyoming Constitution spells out very clearly. And so because of those rulings, as well as some anticipated rulings, we need to get some of this done and make it happen. So what they basically did is got the recalibration going, the committee, and they've come up with a bill. It was just set last Friday that will go to the House of Representatives and the Senate, and then if it passes there, on to the governor. So we're attempting to do that, and I guess we need to put it lightly, not criticizing their efforts and their work, but I think it definitely fell short of what we were hoping for and what given us an opportunity to really work with the education professionals. It falls short in a considerable amount of areas that we've been concerned about, and that is teacher retention. We've got to be able to get people to the state of Wyoming. We're not putting out enough people in education in Wyoming to fill the needs across the state, and we know that cost of living as well as other factors prohibit us from sometimes getting the people that we want, or it's really leaning that way. We've been very fortunate to be able to get them, but we know that that's a deficient area and a difficult area to recruit those individuals there. And so I believe that in some of the criticisms, and we can get into all of the different factors, but some of the major areas it takes away a considerable amount of the local control and the things that individual districts can do and should be doing in order to have their schools responsive to the school board instead of to a large central committee at the state. And so that's my biggest concern, is the local control there. But for example, some specifics, it requires that we all go on, and when I say we, state of Wyoming insurance program, that we all join that as districts, and that's very much a concern. There's only one in the state right now that is part of this state healthcare program, and they did it because they had to, because their program got upside down. But the others have chosen not to go with the state program, and so that brings up a big turns on a red light for me in saying we better take a look at this and why why would we go to something that we haven't had much success at? So those are it. And just the retention and keeping and the salary steps and lanes go away and things like that. So it's a weighted average is what it goes to. And like I said, we could go on and on, but we're going to be really working hard to amend that, try to defeat some of those proposals. And it's very important that people in the education community and parents alike get involved with this and find out the particulars. And it's easy to find them and to express concern as to what's happening there, because we'll be listening. We do.
Representative McKay Erickson in studio. So when it comes to this recalibration, obviously it'll come up on the House floor and in the Senate, as you mentioned. And I am, guess, from the outside looking in, anticipating this to be a discussion that will be had in both chambers almost throughout the entire session. Would you assume that's probably the case as well?
You bet it will. It, you know, there's some other deadlines as to when we have it, but where it's not specifically a budget related and doesn't fall into that category, it can be scattered throughout the entire part of the session there. And, you know, I mean, people ask, where's it going? The governor has already expressed that if it passes the way it comes out of, or the way it came out last week, that he's not in favor of it. And, you know, looking at the long game, some are already planning that, well, that we'll bring it back. If the governor vetoes it, we'll bring it back into the House and Senate, and we need a 2/3 vote to be able to overturn the veto. And from my numbers, as well as others, we don't have that. We don't have the 2/3, and I will not be voting to overturn the veto. So,
Representative McKay Erickson with a legislative preview this morning on the Weekday Wake Up. What other priorities do you have heading into the session this year?
Well, you know, I have a whole list here, and I can see Duke that he's looking over my shoulder like, oh, you have 10 there. But no, I've just had a real good opportunity to meet with a ton of folks in what I think is the exact responsibility of myself, and that is to meet with all stakeholders, all people that have to do with the state of Wyoming and making it better. And I've kind of chiseled out a few in specifics, but of course, continue to work with the property tax proposal. There's more there. You've probably heard there's a lot of talk around the initiative that is coming up next year, which is a 50% cut off of property taxes and what we would do from there. So there's other structures that are there. I would prefer to work with the things that we've passed in the last 2 years. Let those play out and let us see. I've received a lot of feedback that's definitely helping, and look at, you know, making some concessions on getting some reprieve for the resident average homeowner. You know, that's what I'm all about. That's most of my folks here in Star Valley, and that's what I'm looking. So going back to the original cost of the home as to what you pay the property tax on, I do not want to give these very wealthy individuals that are coming in with a third and fourth home a tax cut, and that would be what we would do if we take away from the property tax. And I know where those property tax dollars are spent. It's in our communities, it's in our firefighters, it's in our schools, it's in all the things that make our communities and towns as good as they are. So I'm concerned with that, but we'll be working with a lot of different groups on something like that, and we'll have to see what comes out. As I mentioned, I think that as of this morning I checked, and there's 600 bills that have already hit the press, so to speak, and are to the LSO and are ready for numbering or are already numbered and are out. So plenty. we only got through 150 last year in double the time. So do your own math.
And as you were mentioning, it is a budget session, and so that's going to make things even more difficult with that, right?
It is. We have to, right off the bat, we have to vote. It has to be a two-thirds majority to even consider a non-budget bill. So a lot of those will be easy to kill. Excuse me, but many of them will be up for consideration, and we'll have to see how that goes. But no doubt about it, we're going to run out of time. That's all there is to it. We don't have the time to get through that.
Representative, what else do you have on your list of priorities?
Well, I'll go quickly. We talked about education. Education is a big one. There's no doubt about it. It's going to take up a lot of the conversation there and a lot of the negotiation. I also am getting behind and one of the co-sponsors in some of the movements that we've seen towards looking at the Highway Patrol. There is no doubt about it. It is almost embarrassing that we have such a poor recruitment ability for our best and our brightest in our law enforcement along the lines, but specifically we're targeting the Highway Patrol and seeing the big needs that they have as far as wages, as far as benefits, as far as just work environment. There's no doubt about it. We've fallen and we've fell short on that. And so I'll be pushing hard for that. Also, and even though this is not related, there's a lot of things coming with this feed ground management, and the plan is supposed to hit Jackson in any day now, and they've been saying that for a long time. But we have some big concerns as to the movement that is going towards eliminating feed grounds or lowering herd objectives and things like that. So the fishing game is always going to be in our sights, and some of the things that they're doing are obviously great, but also are they headed in the direction that the average sportsman wants to go? And that's always been a concern of mine there. So those are kind of the priorities, if you will, and moving towards those is taking up a considerable amount of time, and I don't want to just vanilla it down. I want to really go hard in areas that I really think will benefit the people of Star Valley, and luckily I've been able to do that so far with not being tied or held back by having all of my loyalties in a caucus or in a political action group. So hopefully that works out good for us.
Representative McKay Erickson on the Weekday Wake Up with a Legislative Preview. Representative, as always, appreciate your updates. And, of course, we'll hear from you throughout the session as well.
You bet. Thank you, Duke.
It's all part of the Weekday Wake Up this morning on SVI Radio.